the election cannot result in a legitimate result.
That's John Makumbe. He teaches political science at the University of Zimbabwe in Harare.
There was just so much violence, so much torture, and the uneven political playing field essentially creates a result which is impossible to legitimize.
Well, at this point, though, it does seem as if Robert Mugabe, either by pressure or by virtue of something else, does have supporters. And I wonder if you can explain why. Because the country, as you well know, has 80% unemployment. People are starving. In fact, we heard one report that there were people who were thought to be queuing up, lining up to vote. It turned out they were lining up to receive bread. Why does Mugabe still have supporters despite that? Or are these people who are part of his government who are benefiting from his remaining president?
Well, they say the devil will heal you if you will worship him. Robert Mugabe has been dishing out tractors, coach carts, plows, cultivators, even combine harvesters, and saying to them, listen, I'm your man, I'm the president, and I will look after you. Of course, Robert Mugabe has supporters, but are they supporters, really? Or they are frightened little people who will be dead scared of criticizing him, lest he takes away from them the toys that he has dished out to them.
Well, at this point, again, assuming that Robert Mugabe will be reelected during this runoff, what can the outside community do then?
They need to tighten the sanctions against Mugabe's supporters, that is, the people who are on the list of his supporters who are targeted for travel restrictions and so forth. I think there is need for the SADC, the Southern African Development Community, to come out clean and force South Africa to take a position, a clear position, with the rest of the SADC countries on Zimbabwe. There is a need for the African Union to make a decision on whether to send a peacekeeping force to Zimbabwe, or at least to start meaningful and realistic dialogue among the various parties. But we will need to see the UN Security Council, in fact, go take the Zimbabwean crisis up to a resolution stage where the UN Security Council will, in fact, make a decision about sending a peacekeeping force to Zimbabwe. I assume there is likely to be more violence after the results are announced. And finally, I think it would be necessary for the international media to realize that it's not just Robert Mugabe. The army, the air force, the police force, the central intelligence, and the prison service. These are the people who are the authors of the violence.
Well, I just have one final question. As we know, candor is not something that's valued in Zimbabwe these days. When you speak out the way you are, do you fear any repercussions?
Yeah, but that's the occupational hazard. I have already gone through imprisonment, arrest, beatings, and so forth. That's part of the game.
Thank you very much for speaking with us. Dr. John Makumbe, a lecturer in political science at the University of Zimbabwe. He spoke to us from Harare. Thank you again, sir.
My pleasure.